Getting to know new people is always exciting because when they start speaking to me, all I know is they can sing. But you're this whole people behind the voice, and that's why we're getting to know Lynn Beachwood and Adele Fisser. Wouldn't sound like that, but sisters today. Hello, you guys.
Hi, Janine. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, we're going to start with Lynn. Lynn, let's introduce you. I mean, it's for someone who's never met you before. Personality, what you do for a living, just put us in a picture. Who's Lynn Beachwood?
Yes. Okay, I have a music school on the West Rand, and it's called Hosanna Creative Arts. So definitely, we are here to train the body of Christ for worship, and anyone who wants to come. And then we've always been in music. I mean, since we were five, we were singing in church. We were doing duets. My mom is the amazing soprano Gloria van Vieren. So we are a family of church musicians. And I think Adele is the most talented. She wrote the song, Open Up South Africa. And we were praying. We do family prayer on a Monday morning. And as we were praying, I said to Adele, listen, that song, Open Up South Africa, that you wrote, that is for, it's Psalm 24 for elections 2024.
Hold on. We're not near this song yet. That is right at the end of this discussion. You just hold on to your horses. I want to find out, are you an extrovert or an introvert? Do you play golf? Do you have family, kids, you know, that kind
of
thing?
Okay.
Put me in the picture there.
Okay. Right. No, I am a mom of an empty nester, two daughters, Crystal and Michelle. They're out the house already. They're also musicians. Mm-hmm. And our whole life basically revolves around music. That's what we do every day, all day. Speak music, sing. And,
and
it's more than a hobby.
What instruments do you
instruments,
play?
Instruments, piano, guitar. I sing, I play a bit of flute. So yeah,
anything.
That is what I do.
Adele, after that. Now it's your turn.
Yes.
Introduce me to you as a person.
Thank you. Yes. I think I'm more of a creative person. So I'm a person that seems to be extrovert, but I'm actually introvert. So my whole life is about expression, you know, doing art and music. And I'm a designer of trade, but I'm also a music teacher, and I sing and I compose. So I love being amongst creative people and also helping others to discover themselves. You know, I'm a developer. So I love to just, you know, with personal relationships and close connections, you know, try and find out who people are and so bring out the best in them, you know. So that's really what I love doing. But I also am quite I like to be by myself. I recharge being by myself, but I also love people and building strong relationships in Christ and so forth. Yeah.
Well, so
I'm also in Redacourt with my sister. We live quite close together and we see each other every day. So we have a close family bond and so forth.
Oh, that's very special. Lynn, the thing about creatives, you get the two kinds. You get the bohemian type with airy fairies, and then you get the other type who is very mathematical in the way that they do their creativity. Did you have all of those in one household, or were you guys more like the under the mushroom care kind of guys?
Well, not bohemian. I wouldn't say that. I know what you mean. It's like, eclectic and that.
Mm.
Not really, yeah. But we are very musical and creative, but not in that direction, I would say. If someone is a bit eclectic or bohemian, I would say it's Adele. I've got my feet more on the ground, you know, so I'm a red personality. I want to get out there. I want to get things done. While Adele is more a blue personality where everything is boxed and everything has to be prepared. I'm more the end product, you know, what can we do for God? What can we do? And it must be successful and move forward. So I can see with my see, I'm the head girl of the team and Adele is the creative.
But Adele, you need both in this picture. I mean, you need someone who's going to be interested in the teeny tiny details, because if you don't, then something stays behind and you get on stage and someone's forgotten the music or some, you know, you need someone who's the detail oriented one, but then you also need someone who is the one that's pushing you forward, because the blue guy also wants, has got security in that's already known, you know, it's not the one that discovers the new stuff necessarily. So it's a very interesting combination. But Adele, growing up in a household that's full of music, there's joy in that. Is there competition in that? Explain to me the music love and that kind of thing in your household when you grew up.
Yes, I think what happens when we have siblings that share creativity, especially with music and so forth, it's part of life. It's part of, you know, how we live and breathe. And, you know, I was giggling at someone who said that they also grew up like this. And when they went to school, they expected everybody to also be musicians and singing and, you know, being crazy for music. And he found out with a shock that it wasn't like that, you know. So what happens is you create almost like a culture in your thinking and in your way of living, that's just so joyful and so, you know, real and part of what you do. And then you find out, okay, you're actually quite different, you know, but then you also realize, you know, what God's perspective is on it. You know, it's part of celebrating life. It's part of, you know, just remembering that there's joy in life and there's something to celebrate and to sing about, you know. So that's just been a wonderful thing that I've also imparted to my son, who's also a wonderful musician, singer, and so forth. He's actually more multi-talented than all of us. And every now and then I have to remind him, you know, how you were raised, you know, when he's going through dark times or challenges, then I say, you know what, just remember, you know, those times that we were just in God's presence, worshiping him and singing the word and prophesying and so forth, you know. So it's really been such a fuel in our lives, such a an encouragement just to look up and look ahead to where God is leading us and what he's doing right now. So
yeah, you know, Lynn, the thing about creative, being creative in a world that is so competitive and where it's a very few that actually make it, you know, musically, if you want to make a living out of it and all that kind of thing, there's this line between the joy of creating the music and the expectation of what a world now wants, you know, the market out there. And that can steal the joy of just creating or just worshiping for the pure beauty and joy of the worship, that thing that you got to be really good for people to be impressed. Is that like a stressful thing in your life, or where does the music fit in there?
Not at all, Janine. You know what? If you have been born to sing, and because we both have music schools, so already your gifting makes room for you, the Bible says. So with our family and also with competition, there's no competition. Reason being, you find your place in music in your family, you know. So Adele leads, I sing harmony. Adele does the piano, I do the guitar, you know what I'm saying. So it's finding your place. And then also finding your place in the market, finding your place in your community. So our music schools service the community. And we have definitely honed our gift. So it's wonderful to have a gift, but you have to go for lessons. You've got to build it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And once you're doing that and it's on a standard, your gift will make room for you. And that is just what's happened with us. There's definitely no competition and the pressure that comes. You know, the minute you work under pressure and you work in a creative environment, it somehow just doesn't work. So your gifting buoys you, it carries you, and God opens doors. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to go anywhere, I would say, first of all, pray and say, where's my place? Where's my place in music? Where's my place in your environment? Where's your place in the market? And once you've found that, that brings confidence. You know what I'm saying? Hmm.
It's a beautiful thing to look at it that way, to find. I mean, there's peace in knowing that God works out these things. And someone who doesn't belong to God has only themselves to bargain on, has to do their own marketing and promote themselves. They can't lift others up higher than themselves, because then how are they going to make it? If I don't work on my career, who's going to work on my career? That kind of thing. So that's a beautiful thing. Adele, have you found that your music has widened your horizons, that it's given you more opportunity than anything else would have, you know, that it gives you influence and not a meal ticket, an airplane ticket to go further in life?
Oh, wow. That is an amazing privilege that we have. And, you know, if I think about just the way God's kingdom works, is that everything is kind of like, as they say, the upside down kingdom. You know, the lower you go, the more favor you have with God. And you do find that, especially in the worship kind of environment of the churches, is that, yes, you are, you know, making yourself available. You're kind of like on stage. You're quite visual, but at the same time, you know, you've got to just have that heart posture of surrender to God and, you know, just have a first love for Him in all things. And it's so interesting that within that posture of the heart, that God, you know, elevates you and opens things for you, you know, for His kingdom and for His glory. So, yeah, it's kind of, I think God works also in His way to prepare you for that place of, you know, being just the humble servant, but yet handling all of that spotlight and, you know, just being in a visual place. So, yeah, and if you have good leaders and you have people around you that have the right motives to make Jesus first, even better, you know, because I think it's not about the one person or the one person in the spotlight, but it is about what we do together as a unit in the kingdom of God.
Len, so making music, creating music, being part of, and I'm thinking about the difference between worship music and secular music. Now, obviously, love is also from Jesus. We've got no problem about singing about anything that's a godly and a pure love. But making worship music, does it feel different? The creating, the living out of it while you're doing the music, does it feel different to be connecting with God versus just creating music to get out there?
That is a very interesting question. And now that I think about it, you know, when the Holy Spirit lives in you and you start creating music. So, for example, you read a psalm. And when you read the psalm, all of a sudden you start putting words to music. So when you're creating, it is maybe the word that you're reading and the Holy Spirit working through you, and you get behind your keyboard and all of a sudden there is a riff, you know, that comes, or a chord progression. And you feel the Holy Spirit just start working through you. Words start coming that you know are not from your own mind, you know. So you have a theme, but your hands just start flowing and the words just start coming. So it is very different writing gospel music that's inspired by the Holy Spirit. When you finished a song, you look at it and you think, okay, it was my hands, it was my words, but where did this come from? And you just know it's supernatural. So it's a supernatural gifting that flows. And I guess for secular music, if you're just singing about love, I have done that before, but it's vastly different. It's vastly different. That more comes from your gifting, your natural gifting, where when you're writing gospel music, it seems, well, to me, it's a supernatural occurrence. You finish it and you think, this, yes, I was the vessel, but this is definitely from the Holy Spirit. And it is those songs that make the difference. So that's my experience, yeah.
I'm wondering as well, because obviously each and every one of us has got a different connection point with God. You know, if someone who doesn't make music but is someone who loves nature, when they're in nature, it's so easy for them to recognize God in His nature, where when you make music, He's a musician. I mean, He loves music. Yes. He created the concept of music from nothing. And so when you're creating music, Adele, is there a connection point where you connect with God, where you can actually look into his eyes and have your breath with his breath, because you're flowing in something that is given to you specifically and tenderly.
Oh, absolutely. And I do find that, you know, just my personal times of the Lord in his word, especially in prayer, and most definitely also in times of real distress or, you know, when I'm mourning or if I'm really worried about something, it's almost like that's sometimes the most catalyst into bringing meaning into, you know, scripture, making it my own reality and manifesting the word of God through my life. You know, as I read scriptures and I get inspired, I don't just write because it sounds pretty or it's beautiful, because I mean, scripture is incredibly beautiful and so, oh, it's so healing, you know. But sometimes when I'm really applying that word of God into my own life and I gain that revelation of, as you say, looking into Jesus's eyes about my situation, about my life, and he speaks back to me, I often take the scriptures and I personalize it. You know, I write it in the first person. And in that way, many times a song will come forth. And I know that it's of the Lord when it has rhythm, when it has, you know, poetry, when I realize that there's that switch into poetry mode.
Yeah, yeah.
If I could say it like that. And I know that there's like just this, we call it anointing. You know, his anointing flows because he is the anointed one. And so just oil comes from his presence and it kind of like lands on your being. And in that creative process, it's such a holy moment, you know. Quite a few of those have happened. And it sometimes happens as a surprise. You know, you don't really plan these things. And it's such a privilege and an honor to do that. And sometimes it's just songs for you and him, you know. It's not meant to be released. It's just meant to be sung between you and him. But sometimes he wants you to release it to the world. And that's the process.
It's such a precious process, I must say. Mm. Lynn, tell me about the family prayers on Monday. That to me sounds awesome.
Yes. As I say, Adele and I are empty nesters. So our children are married. They've got children. We're grandmothers already. And it just came to us, you know, we see each other, but not often. You know, they've got their own lives to get on with. They live in the area, but not very close by. And actually, my daughter, Michelle, which she's a chiropractor in Barrario, it came from her. She said, "Mom, you know, I miss our family prayer time." Because when they were in the house, we'd get up every morning and before our day starts, we'd get together as a family and pray. Wow. And she said, "Mom, why don't we do a WhatsApp call?" And it was like, of course, that's kind of obvious. So on a Monday morning, 6:30, we do a group call, and that is how it started. And that is so blessed. You know, there's nothing like family. The closeness, especially if Jesus is the center of your family. The prayer with family, the music with family, it is just so special. So we get together on a Monday morning and we pray about everything, about anything. And it is absolutely just so precious. We love it.
Well, let's get to the song, Adele. You wrote it, Open Up South Africa.
Yes.
And it's for the elections and everything. So what's this, late night coffee? Where does the idea spring from? You say, let me write something truly big right now.
No, this song has been, it's been a song of intercession that happened many, many years ago. I think it was round about when South Africa, you know, was going over from the old regime. It was in that 10-year gap of going into a new nation and so forth. And there was much intercession for our country back then. And I remember when the Lord really touched my heart to be really seeing how he sees the nations and the different cultures in our country and how it became a rainbow nation. You know, so I say this with so much holy fear in my heart, because it really was a moment back then when I was discovering that astounding love for God, for the diversity of what he's created, you know. And so I think I cannot remember even how the song about, because that was so long ago, but it's almost like since South Africa became a new nation, this song has been, you know, it was birthed in that time. So it's been waiting for the right time to be released. You know, so when Lynn and I prayed, we felt, sure, this is actually the time. And, to think that it's 2024. So how many years have gone by since 1994? You know, and it's almost like, you know what I mean? So it's that thing of, okay, this is the moment. Lynn was calling it the Kairos moment for the song to be released. And I must say, I tweaked it a little bit, not in terms of the song structure, but just some of the words, and the bridge part is all new. It's brand new. And I felt like it's a prophetic declaration, you know, for just the new beginning, just a like almost like a clean slate type of thing, or, you know, where God says, you know, let's speak it into being. You know, he created the world with sound, with his voice, and we are created in his image. And therefore he said, you know, desire to prophesy above all the gifts that I've given you, because it has creative ability. And so I feel that the song is of a prophetic nature, that we speak from our spirits, we speak from the Holy Spirit, the inspired word of God. So you'll find in the lyric content that there's a lot of word in there, there's a lot of scripture in there from the apostles, from Jesus, and from the Psalms, you know, from Psalm 2024, or Psalm 24 for the year 2024. And it's now 30 years later, you know, that we are engaging in a new beginning for South Africa. I really believe that, that this will be quite a significant year for our nation.
Okay, well, we hear this one song and maybe people want to follow you going forward. So do they go follow them? Do they follow you on your own names? Or let me start with Lynn. How do people follow you to keep up to date with your music and what you've got to say?
Well, either Lynn Beach or Hosanna Creative Arts. So if they just Facebook or Google that, I'll definitely come up.
Okay, let's do only one. If they had to choose one, Hosanna or you?
I think Lynn Beach, LYNN, you would BEECH, Lynn Beach.
All right, Lynn Beach, and then Adele?
Adele Fisser, Noble Light. So that's what my school is, Noble Light, but I've also got a publishing company, design company, and also a music school under that name, Noble Light. But if you go on YouTube and you search Adele Fisser, Noble Light, you'll find me there. And also the YouTube track for this song will be on there.
Okay, wonderful. Let's listen to the song for the elections. Open Up South Africa. It's by these two. And then let's take the lyrics to heart for a time such as this.